Good morning, Rabbi Yisai. We learned the Bach who said that the minhag Yisrael is that in Chutz Loretz we are mekil on Chodosh, that we're not knowing Issa Chodosh in Chutz Loretz, and he said such a strong loshen that it's osa lechol moyo hayro lehoyros to say that it should be osa, and horitz laachmir. Yachmir la'afsmoy, a person for himself should be can be machmir, but you certainly can't pass the halacha. In which case, the question is: so how come that there has been a revival in the last 50 years, l'choya keneged abach, that we are noig chodosh, we're buying products which say on them kemach yoshon, kemach chodosh. I hope it doesn't say kemach chodosh, but say kemach yoshon, right? It's very funny because they put a label on. I think I saw Just Baked. They put a label on it saying new flour, right? Well, really, it should be old flour, no? But I think what they mean when they write new flour,
new crop,
not new crop. No, I think what they mean not maybe, yeah, because I think that's Woodbury Down Bakery as well, is that they're saying that this is not flour that we bought before Pesach and sold over Pesach. For those people who are machbit, not to sell chometz over Pesach. This is new flour that we bought in only after Pesach.
It's well known.
I've seen pictures of like lorries coming to deliver flour the day after Pesach to the bakeries. I can't remember where it was, maybe Antwerp or somewhere like that, where a lorry turns up outside the bakery and delivers. So maybe that's what they mean by new flour. Because what we don't want to eat new flour, we want to eat old flour as regards Yoshon Legabachodosh. So the question is, so how come we have become Machmir in the face of the Bach, who was very clearly saying don't be Machmir, and certainly don't be Machmir for the public? So there are a couple of ways of learning this, and maybe three ways of learning this, and they're not very complicated. The first one is that seeing as Rov Rishonim, and we learnt it from the Yerushalmi in three places, hold that Chodosh mid bechutz loret is midoraisa afilu bisman hazeh. We learnt b'moy shvoy seichem and l'doyoy seichem that it applies for all generations, and b'moy shvoy seichem means wherever Klal Yisrael lives. So therefore, if we live in England, then it applies. So therefore, there are many Rishonim and Yerushalmi who are chaylik with the Bach. So we don't have to paskin like the Bach, unless, as in, for instance, in Bells, where they paskin always like the Bach, because the Bach was once the Rov in Bells. And seeing as he was the Rov in Bells once upon a time, therefore in Bells they take on like the Bach. But unless you're a Bells of Chosid, or you happen to be a descendant of the Bach, you're not mechuyev to paskin like the Bach in the face of many Rishonim. Yeah, okay, don't know. Did you learn the Bells of Cheder? He did, okay. So if you learned the Bells of Cheder in Tel Aviv, yeah, a long time ago, then maybe you should ask a shayla. That's one. The second thing is that Afilim Tim Saloima, the second svara that's brought down is, Afilim Tim Saloima, that Chodosh is noig in Chutz Loretz, there was a machlokes about where in Chutz Loretz. Right, there are many poskim. There's a Sefer Truma, who I think is also a Rishon. Yeah, who he was Rabbeinu Baruch Migeremizia from Worms. Yeah, Rabbeinu Baruch Migeremizia. Vormizia, yeah. No, yeah, in Hebrew they write Geremizia. I don't know why. Okay? Yeah? I don't think it's a mistake. No, Geremizia written for Worms. Yeah, with a gimbal, I think is a normal way of writing it. In any event, yeah, not necessarily Vorimizia. I don't know. In any event, that's where the place is, yeah? So Rabbeinu Baruch, who's the Baal HaTruma, said that when Chazal made a Gezerah, he's not learning that Midoraisa, that it's knowing a Chutz Loretz, he's learning it's a Gezerah's Chazal. And he says the Gezerah Chazal, they only introduced in places which are near Eretz Yisrael. Because in those days, the places where near Eretz Yisrael, there was a lot of commuting between one and the other, and therefore if you don't keep the dinim of Chodosh immediately outside Eretz Yisrael, people will come not to be machmir about Chodosh as they come into Eretz Yisrael. But apart from that, somewhere much further, France, England, exactly where the Shear is, what's called near Eretz Yisrael, what's called far, I don't know. But certainly in Europe and in America and in Australia and other places like that, that they hold that there was no Issa whatsoever even in the first place. Even the Bach who was machmir could be that the Bach was only Machmer in places that are near Eretz Yisrael. We don't know. Any of it, there are two. Those are two possibilities, and there is a third possibility, which is even easier to understand, which Bliadi will deal with tomorrow.
Started at Torreway in Northwest London, Tuesday, Dalet Iyar, 21st of April. Rabbi Moshe Zulzbacher, Shlita of GGBH Community Kodal. Nila on the 8th day. This week's Torah is sponsored by Family Sanger, Lichvad, the birth of a baby boy. Nishmas, our founder, the Yosef Dov, and the Shulchan, and the
good morning. We know that Shabbos is Mekoy HaBrocha, and the Kedusha of Shabbos, it's well known, follows us into our new week. And in Halacha, we know that definitely till Tuesday, we have a remnant of the previous week's Shabbos. So in that vein, I'd like to drag the Olam back to Parshas Tazria, last week's Sedra, and speak maybe a few minutes about the very, very beginning of the Parsha. There's a kasha from the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. The Pasuk is discussing a woman who gives birth, and the Torah is telling us the korbanos that the woman has to bring when she finishes the Yimei Tahara. But in the middle, the Pasuk says, "Vayoyim Hashmini Yimol Besar Olasu." On the 8th day, you've got to do a bris if it's a boy. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh asks, what's that Pasuk doing here in Parshas Tazria? Bris Mila? We know from Parshas Lech Lecha, Hashem already told Avraham Avinu. We know many Proti Dinin we learn out from the Parsha in Lech Lecha. And here, Parshas Teres Koinim, where we're discussing Korbanos, what has Mila got to do with the Korbanos that a woman has to bring after birth? That's the Or HaChaim of Kavz Kasha.
Avraham doesn't say everybody has to do bris, just Avraham.
We learn from there the Halachas. So what's here? This is the Makor for Bris Mila for everyone?
Yes.
So look at the Or HaChaim, he gives many mahalachim. But we want to perhaps suggest another mahalach today. So when I was looking at the parasha, someone showed me a balaturim here. And l'chayr, the balaturim is saying a big chiddush. The balaturim on this posuk says, "Vayoyim hashmini yimol basar." Those words, "Vayoyim hashmini yimol basar," says the Balaturim, "Begematria shekol hayoyim yeh kosher lomu." It's a gevaldige gematria. Shekol hayoyim yeh kosher lomu. That the whole 8th day is kosher to do mila.
The 8th day or the same day?
8th day.
Shekol hayoyim.
Kol hayoyim, the whole 8th day. Kol hayoyim, not the 7th day.
Not
all 8 days. The whole of the 8th day is kosher to do mila. Kol hayoyim, the day, the 8th day, is kosher lomu. This balaturim is actually a Gemara in Psachim. The Gemara in Psachim, on the 8th day, this is Gemara in Psachim Daf Dalet. There the Gemara is discussing the concept of Zrizim Makdim LeMitzvos. You should try and do the mitzvahs at the earliest possible moment. And we learn, says the Gemara, Netanya, Kol hayoyim kuloi kosher lemila, elo shezrizim makdim lemitzvah shenem avayashkim avron baboike. The concept of zrizim makdim lemitzvah we learn from vayashkim avron baboike. But the lashon of the braisa is, Kol hayoyim kuloi kosher lemila, the whole day is kosher to do mila, elo shezrizim makdimim lemitzvos. So if I would ask any fellow who's learning Psachim Daf Dalet, what is pshat in this braisa? Kol hayoyim kosher lomu, elo shezrizim makdimim lemitzvos. The simple understanding is that in terms of that the mitzvah is to do it the whole 8th day, there's no chiddush. Obviously, the 8th day is the day to do mila. What the braisa is trying to tell me is simply that even though the mitzvah is on the 8th day, there's a concept of zrizim makdim in the mitzvahs. You should do the mitzvah at its earliest point. So when you come away from this Gemara, the Gemara told me halacha zrizim makdim in the mitzvahs. And that's how Rabbi Eliashiv, on this Gemara,
what do you mean, before the 8th day?
No. On the eighth day. Wow. At the earliest time of the eighth day, from Alois HaShachem, that's. So Rabbi Yashiv looks at the Gemara, and even though the Gemara seems to start with this halacha of kol hayoyim kosher lomul, that's not really a chiddush, says Rabbi Yashiv. Obviously, kol hayoyim kula, that is the yoyim of the mitzvah, that's the day to do the mitzvah. What the Gemara is really just pointing out is the reason makdim in the mitzvahs. But what you see from this Balaturim, the fact that he brings a gematria in the parasha to this halacha, that kol hayoyim kula kosher lemila, the gematria of the Yoyim HaShmini, Yimo Basar, is the gematria that kol hayoyim kosher lomu. So obviously the Baal HaTurim understood that there's a separate halacha in this Gemara, besides the halacha's reason makdim the mitzvah. Besides the fact that we know that you should be zoris to do the mitzvah, there's a halacha in the Gemara which tells me the whole day is kosher lomu. It's a chiddush. Kol hayoyim kuloi kosher lomul. And that is the remez that the pasuk is telling you. The yoyim hashmini, yimo basar, is gematria to this halacha that kol hayoyim kuloi is kosher lomul. It's even clearer in the Rambam. Because the Rambam paskens the din, ein moilim le'olim ela b'yoyim, acha alois hashacha, you have to do mila b'yoyim, you can't do it b'laylo, b'loy b'laylo, v'imol mish'ola amut hashacha kosher. Then the Rambam says, "V'chol ayoyim kosher lemila." The whole day it's kosher to do mila. The afal pikein mitzvah lehaptim betchilas ayoyim zrizim makdim lemitzvus. The Rambam doesn't say afal pishem mitzvus mila kol ayoyim zrizim makdim lemitzvus. The Rambam specifically points out this separate halacha: "V'chol ayoyim kosher lemila." Full stop. There's a halacha that the whole day it's kosher to do mila. And now the Rambam adds on to that, Afal Pike, even though I've just told you there's a halacha that you got that you can do the meal of the whole day, and that's a halacha psuk in the Rambam. Mitzvah lahakdim betchilas ayin, because there is a makdim. Clearly the Rambam learns like the Baal HaTurim that the Gemara is not just telling me halacha of Zriza Makdim. The Gemara is telling me a separate halacha that kol hayoyim kuloi kosher lemila. But there's a halacha that the whole day is kosher to do meal. And the question is obvious. What is this halacha? What's the chiddush? What would I have said without this Gemara and the Rambam that kol hayoyim kula is kosher lemila? What's the chiddush that you can do the mila the whole day? Is the chiddush that you can do it b'yoyim b'loy b'laylo? That can't be, because the Rambam already paskens the beginning of the halacha. The mitzvah is b'yoyim b'loy b'laylo, and then the Rambam adds this new halacha kol hayoyim kula. So what's the chiddush kol hayoyim kuloi kosher lemila? What would I have said without that? So really, to answer this kasha, I'd like to be makdim with a halacha in Shulchan Aruch based on the understanding of the Vilna Gaon. The halacha in Hilchos Mila is that the father, when he's machnis his son to the bris, if you watch by a bris, the moel is doing the mila in most cases. And the father has to stand next to the moel. And Paskin Shulchan Aruch, the father should stand next to the moel. Why? To let everyone know, or for him to feel it, to him to appreciate that really it's his mitzvah. And the moel is just a shliach of the father. So for that reason, the father should be oimed al gabov. Says the Vilna Gaon, what's this halacha? We don't find it in many other places. A few places we find this idea that a shliach has to, the mishaleach has to stand by the shliach. But generally, you don't find this halacha. Why by mila is there halacha that the father has to stand by the mother? Says the Vilna Gaon, based on the Medrash. It's the Medrash in Parshas Emor. The Medrash says, mishpat ha'odom is k'mishpat behema. We find that the laws regarding a odom are similar to the laws regarding a behemoth. What laws? Says the Medrash, because a Odom is only royu to have his bris mila on day 8. And a behemoth, we find a similar halacha where when it comes to korbonis, you can't bring a korban before it's 8 days old. So mishpat ha'odom ke mishpat behemoth. The laws of a man is like the laws of a behemoth. Because of this 8 days. Very nice. 8 days, 8 days. Says the Vilna Gaon, this medrash is very revealing. It's not just a comparison. Hey, here we have our halacha that's 8 days you can bring a korban. By an odom, it's 8 days you bring a bris milah. What the medrash is telling us is that besides the mitzvah's milah that a father does or that a moel does on a child, there's a mitzvah's milah. What's actually taking place here is a form of a korban. The father is being makrif a korban when he brings his son to a milah. And that's what the Gemara is learning out. That's what the Medrash is learning out. That just like a korban is only roy on its 8th day, so to a child, by his hakrova, the hakrova of the child is only on the 8th day. Says the Vilna Gaon, we know when it comes to korbanos, there's a halacha that the bailim have to stand by his korban. B'shaz the kohen's makrif the korban, the bailim has to stand there. We even find it by a korban tzibur that they were masakim mamodos to represent Klal Yisrael by a korban tzibur, because Klal Yisrael have to be standing by the korban. So they have representatives, the Nevi'im were masakim, they should have representatives of Klal Yisrael by every korban tzibur. Says the Vilna Gaon, that's the halacha that the father has to stand next to the moel. Because what's happening by milah is not just a mitzvah's milah, there's actually a korban taking place. And in Hilchas korban, you need the owner, the father, to be Oymed al-Gabba. But al-Kaponim, you see, from the Vilna Gaon, a very deep understanding in this medrash, that what's happened, the comparison between the 8th day of a behema, where he's roy for a korban, and the day 8 of a milah, is one of the same. Both are Medine korban, that you have to bring it on the 8th day. So if we take this a little bit further, this day of the 8th day by a korban, that you can only bring a korban on the 8th day. There's halacha, the Yom Hartzor it's called. The day of the Hartzor. So, Tosfos and Erechim is done on this 8th day. What exactly is the 8th day, and when do you begin counting this 8th day, more specifically? So, let's see the Gemara and Erechim. The Gemara and Erechim daf Yud Ches. The Gemara there is saying, we know that there's dinim, some korbanos, cannot be brought after their first birthday. It has to be a year old, 2 years old, 1 year old. Says the Gemara, where do you know this from? Where do you count the year of a behemoth's life from? Perhaps there's a havamina to count until Rosh Hashanah. Every animal, when it gets to Rosh Hashanah, flips to the next year. Shnasa Olam it's called. Says the Gemara, Shana Hamura Bekotchim is kulo me'es le'es. You don't count Rosh Hashanah, you count from the birthday of the animal, the shnas d'day, his own year. You don't count Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is irrelevant when it comes to the life of the animal. What's important is shnas d'day. And Tosfos is mesupuk, what does shnas d'day mean? What does the year of the animal mean? Meaning, when do we start the clock in terms of the life of this animal? Do you start when it's born, start the clock, and then, Lamashal, it's born on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So next year, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it's already a year old, it's over as money, you can't offer it as a korban. All says Tosfos, perhaps, you don't count from its birthday, you count from the day that it's actually roed to be brought as a korban. Meaning, the 8th day of its life. You cannot bring a korban before it's 8 days old. Says Tosfos, you start that clock, the year of the animal, where only until the year it's roed to be brought as a korban, you don't start from its birthday. You start that clock from the Yom Haratzor, it's called, on the 8th day. That's Tosfos Sofik. Now, Tosfos brings a raya that you have to count this year of the animal's life, not from the Yom Haratzor, not from the 8th day, but actually from the day it's born. Even though it's not roed from a korban until day 8, the clock starts already from birth. What's Tosfos' raya? Tosfos brings a raya from the Gemara in Zvochim, where the Gemara there says of a cryptic halacha, Sholois poislois bekotchim. The time of day, the hour, has a big ramification when it comes to kotchim. Says the Gemara, what does that mean? Ketzad. Says the Gemara, you have to look at the time of day that the animal becomes ovazman, the day is important, but also the time of the day is important. For example, we said the animal was born on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, but he was born at 10 o'clock. Says the Gemara, if you do a Shechita a year later on Rosh Chodesh Nisan at 9 o'clock, so you're within the year. But you only manage to do the Zrika of that Korban after 10 o'clock. So you've got the Shechita within the year, tick, but the Zrika, you only did it after 10 o'clock. So it's now over the threshold. It's now more than a year old. Says the Gemara, it's possible. Because Shor is poisless. That you can have a Korban which you could split the Shechita and the Zrika. The Shechita could be before it's a year old, and the Zrika can be after it's a year old. That's the Gemara. Says Tosfos, let's think about that. If you start the clock when the animal is born, so when the animal is born, you look at the clock, Shechodesh Nisan, it's now 9 o'clock. So the year starts at 9 o'clock. So then you can hear, says Tosfos, that you can split the Shechita and the Zrika. Because a year later, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, before the time of birth, you do a Shechita. After the time of birth, you do a Zrika. Then it makes sense that the Gemara Shor is poisless because. That's what Tosfos says. However, says Tosfos, but if you were going to count the clock, you start that clock of the baby, of the animal's life, not from the time, day of birth, but from the Yom HaShmini, says Tosfos HaChidosh, that Yom HaShmini, we don't look at the time of birth. Whenever it's born, when it comes to Yom HaShmini, Alois HaShach, on the 8th day, it's now Roy for Korban, and the clock starts at Alois HaShach on the 8th day. Meaning, you can have a behemoth born on Rosh Chodesh Nisan at 5 minutes before Shkia. Let's say Shkia is at 5:30, it's born 5:25. On the 8th day, Alois HaShacha, it's a ready roy for a korban, and that clock of the years of the baby, of the animal, would start then at Alois HaShacha on the 8th day. Even though we're many hours before that time of birth. Says Tosfos, if you start that clock at Alois HaShacha on the 8th day, then fast forward a year, the moment Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes, Alois HaShacha comes, or 8 days after Rosh Chodesh Nisan, a year after the Yom HaRtzor, Alois HaShacha comes, it's already a year old. So the Shechita itself would be after the Zman. The Shechita is already too late. Never mind the Zrika. So if the Gemara says, that you can split Shechita to Zrika, it must be, says Tosfos, you're counting from the time of, from the day of birth, not from the Yom HaRtzor. Because if you would count from the Yom HaRtzor, there'd be no musug, there'd be no idea to split the Shechita being before the Zman and Zrika after the Zman. As I said, Tosfos. Essentially, Tosfos is saying, you see from the Gemara's din of Shor's poislos, that the time the clock starts for an animal's year starts at birth. Says Tosfos, oh. So if the time starts from birth, However, Tosfos brings a Yesh Meforshim that says, and this Yesh Meforshim is not just here in Erechim, this is a Ritva in Nida, this is Tosfos Rosh in Nida. Many Rishonim hold that no, the animal's life starts from HaRtzor. Starts from the HaRtzor, doesn't start from the time of birth, it starts from the 8th day. And therefore the year ends a year from the 8th day. To which it begs the question, Tosfos brought a raya from Shor's poislos. If Shor's poislos, it must be that you're counting from the day of birth, not the 8th day. So how does the Yesh Meforshim and all the Rishonim who hold like that answer this raya from Zvochim? So the Aruch Haner says, in truth, Tosfos mechadesh b'chiddush, that it makes a difference when you count from time of birth or you count from the 8th day, whether you look at the time of day. Tosfos mechadesh that if you count from the HaRtzor from day 8, then the moment Alois HaShacha comes on the 8th day, it's ready roy for a korban. And therefore, Shor's poislos will be a problem. You can't split it because the moment the eighth day comes, Alois HaShachar, it's already a year old. But says the Aruch HaNer, that that's a chiddush. Just like you understand time of birth is important, so too the time of Hartzor is important. So if it's born, like we said, at 9 o'clock on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, on day 8, it only becomes Rotsu for Korban, not on Alois HaShachar, at 9 o'clock. Just like you understand the time of birth would be important, who are the Hartzor is only going to be Rotsu for Korban at 9 o'clock. Fast forward a year, it's only going to be a year old, even if you're counting the clock from Hartzor, it's only going to be a year old at 9 o'clock next year, on the Yom Hartzor. Tosfos Machadish, that there's a chiluk. If you look at time of birth, then you look at the clock, and if you look at Hartzor, you just look at Alois HaShachar. Says the Aruch HaNer, who says, you can apply the halach of Shoyes Poislois even if you would count from the Hartzor. Says the Aruch HaNer, that's how all these Rishonim will learn. Even though they say you start the clock from Hartzor, Shoyes Poislois is still a viable option because the time of day is important. The time of day is of Hartzor, Chatz HaNafkamina. You don't just look at the Alois HaShachar on Yom Hartzor, you look at the time of birth. But often, even if we haven't followed the exact cheshbon of Tosfos, we have a major machlokes in Tosfos. Machlokes Rishonim. Do you count the baby, the animal's life from birth, or do you look at it from the Yom HaShmini? An offshoot of that machlokes would be that if you learn that you count from the time of Hartzor, you also have to learn that the time of Hartzor is important. Whereas, if you learn like Tosfos, which he says in the Furuk, that you count from the birth, when it comes to Hartzor, time of day by Hartzor plays no role. So we have a machlokes Rishonim, do you count from the birth or the Hartzor? And if you paskin that you count from the Hartzor, it would follow on that you also have to look at the time of day that it becomes rotzi for a korban. The Prima Gordon, actually, la halacha lemaisa, says nowadays we have to You can't shecht the korban nowadays, in some cases, before it's 8 day old. And the Prima Gordon says a chiddush that not only 8 days old, time of birth on that 8th day. Me'es le'es. Says Rav Kveger, that Prima Gordon is neged the Tosfos and Erechim. And for what we're saying, yes, it's neged the Tosfos, but the Tosfos brought the Yesh Meforshim. And we have a Rishonim in Nidah. We all learn that yes, you count from the time of Hartzor. And we said that if you count from the time of Hartzor, it follows through that you have to also learn that you look at the time of Hartzor. So therefore, Lahaloch Lamaisa, the Prima Gordon, has got a very strong footing that yes, you have to shecht it from on not before the 8th day, but also the time of birth on the 8th day. So, coming back to our Medrash. Yeah? The Medrash says that the 8th day of an Odom is like the 8th day of a Behemoth. No. Well, let's work it out. According to Tosfos, Tosfos held that when it comes to Yom HaRatzor, the moment the sun rises on that 8th day, it's roi for a korban. So then the Medrash is gewaldic. That Mishpat HaOdom, the din of a Odom, meaning the din of a Bris Milah, is exactly the same din as a Behemah. Just like a Behemah is only roi on Yom HaRatzor. When on Yom HaRatzor? Doesn't matter when it was born. The moment the sun rises on the Yom HaRatzor, you can bring it as a korban. Milah is exactly the same thing. Doesn't matter when the animal is born. The baby is born. It doesn't matter when the baby is born. It can be born at 5 o'clock in the evening. But Yom Shmini, Alois HaShachar, you can bring it as a meal, as a korban mila. Fakir, it's even a mila, it's a reason I'm demon to bring it early. But if you learn like the other Rishonim,
and if it's born at 11 o'clock at night,
well, it's ready the next day.
Yeah.
But we're talking about just before Shkia. But according to the other Rishonim, the Ritz for the Yesh Mefarsh and Tosfos Rosh, they all learn that Yom HaRatzor of a korban is the time of the Hartzor. So for example, if the animal is born at 5 o'clock, you cannot bring as a korban until 5 o'clock. So, what's the time of the Medrash? Mishpat HaOdom is k'mishpat Behemah? Are we suggesting that just like a behemoth, you can only bring it as a korban le'eis of the leida on the 8th day at 5 o'clock? So to an odom, a child is only going to be roi for a mila only at the time of birth? Lo shamanu dov kaze. Never heard such a thing. Not only that, we said the ritva holds taka, you count from haratzot. And according to the ritva, we have to say that by behemoth, you look at the time of haratzot. The ritva mufureshes in Erevin says mufuresh, that by mila, you could do it right at the beginning of the day. There's no halach on the eis le'eis when it comes to mila. It's charedova posha. But even the ritva, whereby behemoth, he says you've got to look at the time of birth of a behemoth, he holds by an odom, but you don't. So this medrash that says Mishpat HaOdom is like a Mishpat Behemah is not so posher. It's not such a posher tushtel. Because it's not true. It's not true to say that the Yom HaShmini of a Behemah is the same as the Yom HaShmini of HaOdom. The Yom HaShmini of a Behemah has to wait to Meis Leis of birth. However, the Yom HaShmini of an Odom, you don't wait to time of birth. You wait from the beginning of the morning, you can ready to do Mila. Akochach, you have to say that Medrash Taka is not a halach ala maisa like the Gon wants to bring out the Medrash. It's more of a lav dafka tika Medrash. It's the same idea that Yom Ches is like Yom Ches of a Odom. The two have this idea that you can only bring it as a korban Yom Ches, but Avada, the cholik be a Sodom. A behemah has to wait Meis Le'eis, and an Odom
can do. Odom doesn't have to wait Meis Le'eis.
So what's Taka Pshat? L'chayr, we should say that we should wait Meis Leis, but we've already proven from the Ritva Lishitosai that even though by Behemi you have to wait Meis Leis, the Ritva Mefuresh is Ayin Shom and Erev and Daf Samach Ches Mefuresh that Mila doesn't have to wait Meis Leis. So what's Taka Pshat? So Ken Zayin, that is Gufa, the Chiddush of the Rambam and the Balatur and the Gemara and Psoch. The Gemara tells us Kol Ayoyin Kuloi Koshel Lemila. So we add a Kasha. What on earth is the Chiddush? The Chiddush of the Gemara seems to be Zriza Magdimim, but the Balatura makes a Gemacha on this Aloha Kol Ayon Koshel Lemila. And the Rambam paskens that Aloha Kol Ayon Kuloi Koshel Lemila. What is the Chiddush? Lefi what we're saying, it's a Gavaldik Chiddush. Because when it comes to Behema, there's a din, you've got to wait Meis Leis, you have to wait to the time of birth in order to bring as a korban. And you would have had a Havamina based on this Medrash that Mishpat HaOdom is K'mishpat Behema. So by Behema you have to wait Meis Leis. Who has to buy an Odom? You have to wait Meis Leis. Comes along the Gemara and says Mila, even though yes it is a Korban, that's the Medrash says, it has a different Gedorim when it comes to the Yom HaShmini. Even though yes Yom HaShmini and Mishpat HaOdom K'mishpat Behema, you have to know that by Mila Kol HaYom Koshalom. And it's actually meduyik to answer the Orach Chaim HaKadosh Kasha. I heard from Reb Tzvi Bornstein. He said this pshat, based on this gon, based on this medrash, that mila is not only a mitzvah mila, it's actually a korban mila. It's very meduyik in Torah's Kohenim, in Parashas Tazria, why the posuk adds the word v'yom hashmini yom basar losif. Because we're talking about the korbanos that a woman has to bring. A woman gives birth, she has to bring korbanos. One of those korbanos is mila. Mila is a korban, as we saw in the medrash, and the Gon brings this medrash la'alocha. That there's a din mila. So yes, in Parshas Lech Lecha we know there's a mitzvah mila, but in Parshas Tazria the Torah repeats that there's actually a new halacha, a new dimension to the mitzvah mila. There's actually a korban mila taking place. A korban mila, therefore, it belongs in the parsha of the korbanos of the yeledes. Oyvazoy Ken Zayin, that's the Balaturim. The Balaturim on this Parsha Tazria, where there we see that a Mila has got a din korban, there the Balaturim on that pasuk says of Yom HaShmini Yimo Basar Losoi, you might have thought that this is a korban, and the Medrash says by a korban you've got to feed those Rishonim, you've got to bring it Meis Leis. You might have thought by a Mila the same halacha. Comes along Balaturim on this parsha of Parsha's Korban Mila and says, no, V'yoyim HaShmini Yimol Basar is the Gematria Kol HaYom Kuloi Kosher Lomu. There's a halacha, you don't have to wait till the Eis Leis, you don't have to wait till the time of birth. Already from Alois HaShach, Azriz Magdim and Mitzvahs, you can already do the Mila. Why? Even though it's a Korban, and by Behemi you have to wait till the Eis Leis, when it comes to the Mila, there's a separate halacha, Chiddush, Kol HaYom Kuloi Kosher Lomu.
Surely a Gematria alone isn't enough to change the halacha.
No, but you see from the Balaturim how he learned the Gemara.
But if
Yes.
Yeah, then it should be only 5 in the afternoon.
Correct.
So where are you going to get from Alas HaShachar? From the Gematria?
Well, the Gemara doesn't get it from the Gemara. No, but the Baal HaTorah is learning it from the Gemara. The Rambam is learning it from the Gemara. We said it starts off, the Gemara's lashon is kol hayom kushal lomu. There's a reason I'm being. The Gemara brought out this chiddush that there's halacha kol hayom kulo. Where the Gemara got it from is a very good question. But the Gemara says halacha that it's kol hayom kulo. We're just bringing out what the chiddush of that day. Have a wonderful day.
Correct. You could have checked the court the other night there, didn't you? Yeah, you can't check. Yeah. Well, that's why you need to have a